old reports on flying saucers?
Absolutely.
20 years old?
That goes back a long way.
Yeah.
That's just about the time I got into it.
Is that right?
Right.
When I was in pilot training, there were about 500 of us. Saw one right across the street. Watched it for about, we sat there about 3 minutes and watched this.
And where was this at?
At Lackland Air Force Base.
Oh. What did the object look like?
Kind of glowed. It was a little larger than a one-bedroom house. It was sitting right over a one-bedroom house on the other side of the street. We were on one side of the street standing reveling. And I heard him say, underclass on my gaze, and we looked up, and there was a, well, it looked like it was 20 feet across. Kind of glowed, kind of gave an impression of spinning.
This was in broad daylight?
No, it was just, you know, like a twilight. The sun hadn't come up yet. It was, you know, a real early reveling.
Oh, I see.
And we sat there and watched it about 3 minutes, and an upperclassman started walking across the street toward it, and it took off.
Any sound?
No. There may have been an impression of sound, but I'm not sure any physical sound.
Uh-huh.
You know, there was maybe like an impression of a high-pitched whine, but I'm not sure there actually was any sound.
I see.
It was out of sight over the horizon in half a second or a second.
This, about 20 years ago.
Yeah, 1954.
54.
Yeah, it was a class of 54J pilot training.
Now, would this be in the summer or what?
Probably just before Christmas. Probably about this time of the year.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it'd be worth getting in touch with other people to corroborate that or not, but... Well, it was class of 54J, and anybody in that flight, several flights there, could have verified it.
Okay, what was the name of that air base again?
Lackland Air Force Base in Texas. The pre-flight training for pilots.
I see.
That was at the time, I think, somebody reported that. I never got an official word on it, but I think at the time that was reported to the Air Force, and we were told that was to, we were told unofficially that was to be confidential.
Uh-huh.
And all of us were very careful. They were checking us on security all the time. We were all very careful not to tell anybody.
Yes, I can understand that. Well, 54 was a real big year in this country on that UFO reports.
Is that right?
Oh, yes. It was terrific.
Yeah. Oh, man, we saw that plane. I mean, it was like 30 feet away.
Oh, geez.
You know.
No heat or anything?
No heat. But it wasn't like a mirage or an illusion, you know.
This thing was just glowing all over, like a big light?
It was kind of glowing. No, it wasn't glowing like a light. It was glowing more like fluorescent paint.
I see.
Or something under a black light or something like that.
Did it have any discernible shape?
Yeah, it was like two saucers.
Rim to rim?
Huh?
Two saucers rim to rim?
It was kind of like two Frisbees rimmed around,
uh-huh.
As a matter of fact.
Rounded at the edges.
No, but it kind of went up and then something happened. I can't remember too clearly, but there was kind of an impression that near the edge were like a row of portholes, but it was like spinning, so they came off as a line, kind of.
I see. Well, that sounds very common.
Does it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And I don't remember the colors, but it was kind of colored. It was like grayed down purple and green and yellow or something.
And the one of the party started walking towards it, and the thing...
Yeah, one of the upperclassmen in charge of us started to walk over, got about half across the street, and it took off.
You figure it was only about 30 feet away?
Yeah, it was just a little, like, two-lane road, and we were, like, on one edge of the road, and there was a house all 10 feet from the edge of the road, and it was directly over the house, like 20 feet over the house.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was kind of scary. I was, like, a lot of us felt like we were expected to be obliterated or something.
Yes.
You know.
Well, we sure appreciate your calling to tell us about this.
Okay. I didn't know if you'd be interested in something that old, but I...
Oh, yes. We're interested in anything, especially a close approach like that.
Yeah, I thought it was a fairly rare thing to see it that close and for, you know, 3 full minutes.
Right. Well, we thank you very much.
Okay.
Please keep our number handy.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye.